So the ministry of the Christian Motorcyclist Association was founded out of the desire to reach out to others with the love of Jesus from the very beginning. The vision of CMA has been about changing the world one heart at a time. In Romans 10, 14 through 15, Paul asks this question: how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? We understand some tell, some go, and some send. With that in mind, CMA invests into other like-minded ministries with world-reaching potential. Together, we have been able to touch many countries over all the world with the gospel message of salvation through Jesus Christ.
You notice there is one country that's white. And that's not because it's covered in ice. We haven't reached that one yet. And there's one other that's too small to see. Other than that, CMA has impacted the entire world.
Run for the Sun is the Christian Motorcyclists Association's investment into worldwide advancement of the kingdom of God. All Run for the Sun funds are invested into evangelism. Through Run for the Sun, CMA has seen over 32.2 million profess acceptance of Jesus Christ as a direct result of the outreaches funded by Run for the Sun. Of the money raised, CMA keeps 40%, which we use to reach out to bikers and others throughout the United States and around the world. We do this primarily by getting involved in rallies, events, and with various motorcycling organizations. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. We strive to demonstrate and share the unconditional love of Christ. Through Run for the Sun, CMA provides members with training and a wide variety of tools for use at large and small motorcycling events across the nation. All are designed to equip our members to reach out with the gospel of Christ to the hurting and the lost. 20% of the money raised goes to Missionary Ventures International to provide motorcycles and other forms of transportation to indigenous pastors and evangelists around the world. CMA has placed 7,855 motorcycles, 7,196 bicycles, 48 boats, 40 horses, 1 camel, 2 snowmobiles, 13 wheelchairs, and 4 horse and buggies to pastors working in 104 different countries. Statistics indicate that the motorcycles provided to these pastors generally average 10 new churches, with each new church seeing as many as 180 new believers in the first year alone.
So let's look at those numbers. All right, so just the first year after receiving a motorcycle with his pastor, there are 10 new churches started in that year. Each new church is going to have 180 new believers in that first year. So one motorcycle equals 10 churches, which equals 1,800 new believers. 6 motorcycles, which is the average that each team gives each year, means 10,800 new believers. And then we send out six teams each year, except in COVID. And so with that, you're talking 64,800 new believers coming from motorcycles.
Another 20% of the money raised goes to Jesus Film Project. The impact of the Jesus film has been felt in jungles, deserts, and bustling cities throughout the world. The mission of the Jesus Film Project is to provide people with a life-changing encounters with Jesus through film. To date, the Jesus film has been translated into more than 1,920 languages and shown in more than 225 countries.
Funded by CMA.
Historically, for every dollar invested in the Jesus film, at least 10 people worldwide see the film, and one person accepts Christ. With these estimates in mind, approximately 166 million people have viewed the film, and about 17 million people have made decisions for Christ as a direct result of CMA's Run for the Sun gifts.
So for each dollar that we send to the Jesus film from CMA, at least one person accepts the Lord. That's pretty good odds.
Of the money raised, another 20% goes to Open Doors. For 66 years, Open Doors has been committed to working in 60 of the most oppressive and dangerous countries in the world, such as North Korea, Syria, and Nigeria. Open Doors encourages persecuted Christians to stand strong and equip them to shine the light of Christ in these dark places. Since Run for the Sun began in the mid-1980s, CMA, through its partnership with Open Doors, has distributed over 3.2 million Bibles in many languages. In addition to CMA's Run for the Sun has provided the funds needed to train leaders and support many other projects. CMA's Run for the Sun is a place where you can invest and know beyond any doubt you will be participating in something that will result in someone's life being changed. You can touch someone somewhere in the world for Christ, but the choice is yours.
See, sometimes you have to take the motorcycle upriver because there's no road.
On Saturday, May 7th, 2022, CMA members across the United States will participate in the 34th annual Run for the Sun. Will you help us spread the light of Jesus around the world? Will you support Run for the Sun?
Okay. By the way, I forgot to mention in the beginning, Clark is our chapter Run for the Sun coordinator. And doing an incredible job, he and his lovely bride.
Learning from the best.
So now we'll invite Janice to come up.
So during our ride on May 7th, it'll be 11 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, but wherever, it's the same time. So at 10 a.m. Did I say p.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah, a.m. So at the different time zones, it'll be different times, but at that time, everybody in the CMA will stop and say a prayer that they've written for the world. So that's pretty cool. A lot of prayer.
Okay, well, I'm really excited to be able to share with you guys kind of what's happened in our first year with CMA. It's been quite an experience that we never guessed would be so incredible. So our first ride that we ever went on, group ride, was the polar bear ride. It was crazy. We were so excited, we were scared, we had no idea what to expect. This was the first motorcycle that Clark and I ever had the privilege of being in the prayer circle and praying for someone's bike and for them. And what's that? Oh, yeah, you can see his hand. Sorry. It was just amazing. I just watched Susan and pretty much just stayed on her hip the whole time. This is kind of gives you an idea of how many bikes were there that day. I don't think it does it justice, but we were so amazed at how many angels were given and how many bike blessings happened that day. Our next ride was our ride for autism. So now I kind of think I got this angel thing down. I gave out a lot of angels that day. It was totally exciting. And then Susan said to me, "Now you're getting it." She looked like a proud mama. I got to bless my first bike that day. It was incredible. Really exciting for me because it was a friend, an old friend, and she does not know Jesus. And just so the fact that she would let us bless her bike was quite amazing. So our next event that we went to was Run for the Sun. And we're still deciding, is this something that we really want to get into? Is this the ministry that God has for us? Because we wanted to do something together. This was a fun event, and we got to know a lot of the people in our chapter a bit more. And to experience the prayer that happened that day was amazing. Knowing that there were chapters all over the world praying right at the same time about the same things was an incredible feeling. Okay, so we decided to do it. This is our patch day. we still had no idea what we were getting into, though. Not at all. This was an incredible moment, knowing that we were now a part of something that was so much bigger than us. The overwhelming love that we feel from our chapter is so amazing. The Lord has truly blessed us with the opportunity to serve Him together. So our next ride was Angel's Hands. And this was also a very big ride. And I learned that I had to be really quick if I wanted to give out angels and beat Susan to giving them out. Really quick. This is my view on our rides. And up ahead of us, you can see Josh and Kerry, our president and treasurer. That's usually what I see. And this is my view on our rides from the rear view. I flip my camera up there a lot and take a lot of pictures. I've gotten to see some of the most beautiful scenery on the back of our bike. And this is our couple of our favorite peeps, Peter and Susan. Okay, then we went to Good Shepherd for a bike blessing. And what we learned there was we don't just bless motorcycles. We bless cars and bicycles and anything else that anybody wants us to bless. It was a great opportunity for our chapter to experience a different church service and pray for a lot of people. So this next ride, this was a really important ride for me. I learned a lot. We went to Panguitch Old School Rally, and oh, the adventure. We found out the week before that we were the only ones that could attend. I was so scared, but I knew it was time for us to grow and do something on our own. On our way down to Panguitch, a very long, long way. I know it's not supposed to take that long, but it took us a long time. We stopped at a few places along the way. We stopped at a gas station in Gunnison, which is where my mom was raised and buried. I talked to the cashier, and I asked her if I could give her an angel. She started to cry, and she said, "You have no idea how much I needed this today. And I can't even begin to tell you how many times I have heard that from people. It's incredible how God just moves you to a person, just gravitates you there. You know you're supposed to be there, giving them that angel right at that moment." As she told me her troubles, I really got what this whole angel thing was about. I asked her if we could pray for her, and she said yes. I asked her her name, and she said, "Sheila, that's my mom's name." We stopped at the cemetery to see my mom's headstone and take some pictures for the kids. The kids are all into genealogy and stuff, wanting to trace our roots. We saw some of the most beautiful scenery I have ever seen and met a lot of cool people along the way. We ran into some old friends. Well, they're new friends, but we met them at Angel's Hands, and we had a lot of in common from our pasts, and it was really awesome to catch up with them and to see that they were doing really good. We got to pray with them again, just kind of hang with them a bit. So God was amazing how he prepared us for this very secular event. We were right where we needed to be each step of the way, which was at a lot of gas stations. We blessed a lot of bikes at gas stations. We handed a lot of angels out. We just kind of hung out there and got to meet a lot of really cool people. He definitely kept us from things that we didn't need to be part of. On our way home, we stopped at Mom's Cafe, which is in Salina, which is where my mom lived at one point. And there was a lady. There she is. That is exactly what my mom would look like if she was alive today. She was such a neat lady. We gave out a lot of angels there. We got to pray for her. It was just an amazing, amazing time. God is just funny how we kept asking him, "Is this what we're supposed to be doing? Are we on the right track? And are we supposed to be doing this CMA thing? I don't know, you know." And the funny thing is every time I would start wondering that, we would see a train car that said CMA on it. And I'm like, "Okay, God, gotcha. I got you." So, oops, let me go back. So we stopped at a gas station in Lehigh. It was our last fill up. So we had gone 10 hours down and 6 hours back because we were just enjoying it. We gave out our last, which was our 100th angel, to a man who broke down and said how bad he needed to give this angel to his girlfriend who had just tried to commit suicide. My mom committed suicide. So I finally realized that this was a healing trip for me, one that God had gone before us and lined up so many coincidences to help me heal my heart about my mom. It was an incredible experience, and I just thank God for it. I realized then that we're not just doing this ministry to change other people's lives, to help change other people's lives, but it's also very life-changing for us. So our next ride was Howling. How did that get there? That's not it. It's out of order, I think. Howling. Not Halloween. Howling. It was amazing to see so many officers and just how accepting they were of angels and bike blessings. My husband even got to pray for a sweet Corvette that day. It was really cool. It was really sweet. But no, he could not have it. We bought a Harley. That was enough. But yeah, it was just amazing to see just how receptive they were, and really cool to see my husband, who said, "I'm not an evangelist. I can't do that." Step up and just, he's not afraid anymore. He just goes and does it. Our next ride was the Fallen Officers ride from Timpanogos to the state capitol. This was an amazing, amazing ride. There were so many people on the sides of the streets that were just cheering for our officers and cheering for us riding in it. It was just an incredible feeling. So many police officers. It was incredible. This is our view going up to the Capitol. That's Josh, our fearless leader. We finally got up to the Capitol to give out water and angels and bless more bikes. Oh, yeah, the things you learn at the Capitol. The next ride we went on was the fire ride, 9/11. It was such a humbling event, how they laid their lives on the line every day for us. We are just so blessed. We blessed so many firemen and fire trucks. They were all receptive of the angels and truck blessings. Then I asked my husband if he would go with me over to a group of Marines so I could give them angels. And he said, "You do know that their president's name is Demon, right?" I said, "Yeah, of course I know that. He needs one more than anybody." So six out of eight took angels. Demon did not. Maybe next time. It was raining so hard at this event. I mean, I was like, are we really going to ride in this? I mean, just buckets were just pouring down. And as Susan prayed for safety, it stopped raining so hard and the sun poked out. It was amazing to watch our mentors, Peter and Susan, in this amazing ministry that they love so much. Along the way, they had the fire trucks out with the flags up. It was just, it was incredible. It was an incredible feeling. And the wall, wow. Seeing the other firefighters was just amazing. I've never experienced such a deep and meaningful ride like this. So this is a part of our new family that God has blessed us with. We are so blessed because we get to do two things that we love most, and that's ride and talk about Jesus. We have fallen in love with the ministries that Run for the Sun partners with, and we are so excited to be heading this up for our chapter and being part of something that is so amazing right here in the U.S. So far this year, in this first year, Clark and I have gone on 11 rides, given out over 1,100 angels, blessed 71 bikes, gave 12 challenge coins, 6 rag tracks, and have had the opportunity to have more in-depth conversations with 131 people sharing about Jesus and CMA. This is all about the Great Commission, changing the world one heart at a time. I love it. It's the best thing that's ever happened to us.
Am I? I get the wireless mic because I wave my arms around a lot. None of you know that I talk with my hands a lot, do you?
No.
Okay, so, you all know me. I'm Pastor Susan, and I'm the chaplain of the Salt Lake chapter of CMA, Salt of the Earth, which is our group here.
Yeah.
Yay, guys. I want to share today about a missions trip. We're ring-a-ding-a-ding in here, Dan. Okay. Woo! So I want to share a funny story with you. When I first met Peter, I hadn't ridden motorcycles. I mean, some of you knew Pastor Ed. He was kind of a crazy Jeep and dirt bike kind of guy, but I was never a part of that. And Peter was concerned that I might be a little nervous on a bike. I'm like, I was married to crazy for 40 years. It's okay. But the funny thing is when Ed was still alive, every time that we went to the Foursquare Pastors Conference, They would bring up all the missionary stuff. They'd bring up, Foursquare's got all these missionaries. They're doing all these things in other countries. And I'd always be like, oh, Lord, if anything ever happens to Ed, I want to be a missionary. And Ed looked at me and he's like, you would be a horrible missionary. You are allergic to everything. You have food allergies. You have all these. You would die in the mission field. I'm like, whatever. So after he passed away, I was kind of going, okay, Lord, was I serious? Did I really mean that? So the first CMA event I went, after I had met Peter, we were still dating, we went to the Seasons of Refreshing, which is the first event of the year that kind of kicks off the year. Everybody gets geared up for the first of the year. And the first thing they did was show a picture of him giving away motorcycles in Colombia to a Foursquare pastor. And it said the Foursquare mantra on the wall. And I'm like, that's it, Lord. That's it. That's what I want to do. I'm going to be a missionary, and I want to give away motorcycles. So Peter and I were married, and 2 years later, we went to the Dominican Republic to give away motorcycles. It was so life-changing for me personally, as well as what happened with these guys. So this picture right here, we met up when we arrived in the Dominican Republic. We met up with a guy called Rick Suker. He is a pastor. He is the missionary ventures on the ground guy. He prepares the motorcycles. He gets everything ready for you to go to these different churches and to give away motorcycles. This picture that you're looking at, hopefully you're looking at these pictures. I hate this. Is it there? Okay, so this, the first day that we were in the Dominican Republic, he took us to a Haitian church. So this is in a compound that they have created there. It's for orphans. It's a church. They have a place for the kids to come. And he took us to church there. And it's called Redemption Village. So this here was, as we're at the village, this guy comes up and he's on a motorcycle that had been previously given to him. If you can see, wrong picture. See? I knew it. Okay, so this is, back. Here we go. Okay, so that's Redemption Village. That's where the place was where we were going to, we were actually going to help paint that place and to get it ready. So this picture is a pastor that was given a motorcycle. As you can see, it had a little action. So he has come to show everybody, you know, this is one of the bikes they gave us, and he's a pastor, but look at it. That it's dented, and he was having problems with it, so he brought it back to Pastor Rick, and Rick was going to have it looked at to make sure everything was okay with it. So at the Haitian church, this is where we were at, inside the church. Holy cow, you talk about the Holy Spirit? Woo! We did not speak the language, but Jesus was there. I tell you what, the worship was incredible. And you guys that all know me, I love worship. But anyway, this church, they spoke Creole, which is French, Spanish, Portuguese, West African, and Taino. I don't know what that is, but it is not English. It's not anything that we understood, but I gotta tell you, it was cool. Okay, so here is one of the pastors, and he's bringing in all the kids, and they're performing for us, and they're doing all these things, and they're doing, you know, He brought these kids into the church. Now, these kids are orphans. So we are in a church where these guys take care of all of these orphans. So the next thing we did is we went to the Liberation Community Center. This was a place where it was a church. It was also a place to feed kids. They had events there for kids. As you can see, Peter is wearing a Utes poncho because it's raining. And it was also the last of November. Now, they don't have Thanksgiving, so for them, it was Christmas. Now, look at Peter in a red poncho. They thought he was Santa Claus. So they're all gathering around him like the Pied Piper. He can't get away from any of them. So we blew up beach balls. We had homemade hula hoops. We had all these things. Now, you got to remember, this draws in all the kids from the surrounding areas for them to come in and to learn about Jesus. So in this same building was a place where we were going to be giving away motorcycles. So while we're doing this, it starts to rain. And I'm not talking just Utah rain. I'm talking torrential downpour. I mean, it was flooding everywhere. So here's the kids. They're out front. As you can see, that they're all around this whole building. It's called Liberation Community Center. But we're doing all these fun games and stuff with these kids. It was fun. But it starts to rain. And this is the front steps. That is water. It was raining as hard inside that building as it was outside that building. The water was coming in through the ceiling, all over the floors, and out the front door and down those stairs. And these kids, oh my gosh, they were incredible. They're like, let's go. So they're all surfing the stairs, down the stairs, and then they're surfing down the street on this water that is coming from everywhere. So we are soaking wet. So in that building, we were supposed to be giving away a motorcycle that night, but there was no power. So here's the guys trying to figure out why this motorcycle is not starting for this guy. So Peter's standing there with a flashlight, and they're trying to get the bike ready for us to give away. So this is back. We ended up going back to Pastor Rick's office, which serves as a sewing school, a Bible college, and this is also a church at his office. So this is us giving away these three pastors their motorcycles. You talk about a blessing. You can see there, one of them's a woman. And they were so excited. So here's the next picture where we all took turns blessing. We're blessing that motorcycle. So when we give out a motorcycle, we give them a motorcycle. We give them a year's worth of oil. They give them insurance. They give them all the maintenance. They can bring it in. Somebody will help them take care of this motorcycle. And I got to tell you, there was a team of 12 of us that went, and it was incredible. It was so beautiful there. So here we are. We're blessing some of the other bikes. There was our fearless leader right there in the middle. He was the one that was leading the missions trip. He's one of the regional evangelists. CMA has all these different regional evangelists that are over each area. The woman that we gave the motorcycle to, she was kind of sad because she wanted a black motorcycle, but we gave her a red one, as you can see right there. See, it's red. So come to find out, her motorcycle wouldn't work. So they got her a new one, and it was black. And she was elated. It's so cool to see these people that live in incredible poverty,
And they are the sweetest, nicest, happiest people that you would ever want to meet. It was such a delight. We didn't speak the language, but we knew the language of love of these families. It was crazy. So, let's see, I don't even know where I'm at on the slides. I got lost. So this is us going into, Dave, what are you talking about? I'm not shorting it up. I don't care what time it is. Okay, so we went back to this area here. Okay, you can see, we went to a place in Las Piedras, which is where Pastor Willie, he's one of the pastors there, him and his wife, she was born and raised there. So this is the direction going in up the alleyways in to find this place where they had built a place for the kids. We were there, we were doing games, we were painting fingernails, we were doing all kinds of fun things, but you can see where all the water runs down and right out into the ocean. That's the ocean you're looking at behind you. Okay, so the guys are building a cabinet that goes into this center, which is another place that they've made to get together for the kids. So this right here is a little room that we were in while the guys were painting and building that cabinet. And there was we had a bunch of kids in there. And, of course, when you're in 125-degree weather, you don't have crayons, you have colored pencils. So we had colored pencils and pictures for these kids. And there's one little guy. He is about Stevie's age, and he starts drumming with these pencils. And he's drumming, and pretty soon he's drumming and ticking and drumming and ticking, and pretty soon he's singing. And the kids start echoing back what he is saying. And pretty soon all of the kids had come, and they were dancing, and they were in full-blown worship. They were singing Jesus songs that these guys had taught them. And then two other little gals show up, and they know what's going on, so they turn on a microphone, and they start singing in a microphone. So I am sitting there in tears trying to take pictures of these kids doing this worship all by themselves. This is the other part where they were building the shelving. But, okay, look at all that water. So there was a flood while we were there. We went back to Redemption Village, so this is where we went to that first church, and it was flooded. You can see all the water, and the kids are just playing like nothing's happening, like nothing's going on. They're out there. The thing that killed me is here's these kids. It is mud to your eyeballs, and those kids are spotless clean. They had white shirts. I don't know what their parents, what they did there at that, but it was crazy. So here's Peter and the rest of the guys back at Redemption Village where they're painting the room for where all these kids come and eat, where they have Bible study, where they teach them, they feed them. Here's us giving away some more motorcycles. Here's us giving away the same motorcycles. We have lots of pictures, but there's the entire missions team that went with us. It was really awesome. We're still in contact. So if you want to think about what motorcycles mean to those people, this is this guy's transportation and his buggy to carry all of his goods. Look at that stuff. I mean, he's got it balanced on there. It was incredible. We see entire families on dirt bikes. They're stacked and hanging, and it was crazy. But here's the flooded area. When we went back there and the area had been flooded, these kids are standing in this, but it was like 15 feet deep. And it had flooded the area. We went back the next day, and it had flooded all of their houses that they had. And most of them slept in the church that night because there was nowhere for them to stay. But when we got there, they're using the flood water to clean off all the mud, and everybody's singing, and they're out there just cleaning it up like it's an everyday thing. These kids are floating their flip-flops down the river like boats, and they're naked. But this is the room where all the kids gather together, where they feed them and they teach them. So this is outside the front of the church, where you can see there's all kinds of mud. These guys are in rubber boots, but there's a motorcycle. See, there's a kid just playing in the mud, playing in the water. Okay, so what we did, we hooked up with another pastor They were doing a concert that Friday night, and they asked us if we would do some street evangelism and hand out flyers. So we went out on the street. There was groups of us that were handing out these flyers. So we're looking for people on motorcycles that we're talking to, and the entire street is full of them because that's their mode of transportation. And the ones on the corner are taxis. So they've got people piled on the back. They're dragging them around with them. But we went along. Let's see, where am I on my notes? We had Pastor Willie and his wife with us. And when we stopped, we were blessing bikes and praying for people down this entire street. And we got to one place where we're praying for a guy, and then Pastor Willie's wife looks, and she said, there's a guy that's sitting on the corner here, and she went to talk to him, which was very common. They were all sitting on the curb. But this guy, he wanted to accept Jesus. So they prayed with him, and we were standing around them as this guy accepts Jesus. Then his buddy comes, and he wants to do the same thing. So there's two of them that accepted Jesus right there on the street. Now, this guy, okay, so we're ready to leave from this guy, and we're going to go down this street. Pastor Willie stops us, and he said, you can't go down that street. That's where the bad guys live. There's big dogs, Rottweilers, and pit bulls everywhere, and they're the drug dealers, and you don't want to go down the street. This guy that just accepted Jesus ran down that street and is telling the drug dealers about this newfound friend he has in Jesus. And he's handing out those pamphlets that they gave him to these drug dealers down the street. Thank you, Jesus. It was so cool. Here's a picture of Peter and I with Pastor Willie. And I always want to call her Magdalena because I don't know her name. Because Willie, Pastor, you know. Anyway, and you can see, here's more kids. They're swimming in the river. The last day we gave out the final motorcycle was to a pastor in a village that was quite a ways away. So we had to all jump in the big safari truck that they took us around in to go there. And we also met another family that they were missionaries, and they ran a Creole school that was there. So we got to give out this motorcycle and pay for this pastor, which was really cool. And I know this was 6 years ago, but I got to tell you, I don't know if you can tell, but the excitement from that, when I look at these pictures, it's still right here. I mean, you can see how exciting it is of what we do for CMA. And it's not around the world. It's not in the Dominican Republic. It's right here in front of you every single day. Janice talked about what happened to her as a result of Peter and I sharing with her and Clark. It's all about sharing what God has done in your life with somebody else. We change lives one at a time by sharing what Jesus has done for us. And that is what this is all about. It's all about changing the world one heart at a time. And that is why we do what we do as CMA. That's what we do, and that's why we do it. And it's exciting. I mean, this happened 6 years ago, but I still get fired up about it. Thank you, Lord.